welcome back to another episode of The Follow-Up, episode 249. And we do talk about big stories in the news, and this is going to be another one of those podcasts. One of the biggest stories now, free speech. So we're going to talk about what that means and how it's being affected today.
Okay, so if you want to subscribe to the podcast, you can do that on YouTube. You can do that everywhere you get your podcast, Apple, Spotify. She's Eden. I'm her dad, Noah.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even introduce that.
Yeah, well, I did say beforehand, you know what? Do whatever you want at the top. So it was just a little bit different.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay, so what does, in free speech, the First Amendment, basically what does it state? It means that you can have free speech, mm-hmm. as long as it's nonviolence.
Right, exactly.
You can have free religion, basically like, be free to your own religion. There's freedom of the press. Mm-hmm. They can report basically whatever stories they want. Pretty kind of. Well, I'm saying kind of because now they kind of can't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
So close enough.
Right. So free speech. So the government is essentially eliminates the government from censorship. From that you're allowed to the forefathers put this in so that the people could speak.
Yes.
So that the government could know what was on the people's minds. And you're allowed to say whatever you want. There could be consequences, at your job, at school, but you can say what you want as long as it is not inciting violence, hate speech, and some other items. But it is under fire now, given the current administration just trying to censor individuals for just speaking out against the government, giving their own opinions, and also in the press as well. But I want to know from you how you view free speech and what the government should be able to do, what they shouldn't be able to do, from your point of view, being almost 11 years old.
I think the government can have a little bit of control, but definitely to an extent. What we talked about earlier, like freedom of religion, if people are, and just other things, if people are making hate speech, like, yes, that something needs to be said. If people are being not even unnecessary, just violent, mm-hmm. something needs to be said. But if someone has a show and it's about opinion, or if they're voicing their own opinion, then, and it's not hurting people, like, they're not being violent, mm-hmm. it's not hate speech, then I don't see the reason why they have to be taken off.
Yeah, and also, it shouldn't be up to the government to decide what is the truth and what is not either, because this is, there are certain facts, and the press reports certain things, and in the history of our country, something that makes our country so great is that you are free to make jokes about the government, voice your opinion about the government, make change in the government, protest. That's what makes this country great. And there are plenty of other countries around the world where none of that is allowed.
Right.
But those are the building blocks of democracy.
Yes.
I don't want to say do you talk about free speech in school, but what do you have certain guidelines about? What you're allowed to say, what you're not allowed to say, certain rules.
Well, so there's certain norms, basically, mm-hmm. that are, you should be kind, you should be respectful. It's a little bit deeper, but basically, overall, you should be part of a community, you should be a good community member, mm-hmm. you should be kind, respectful of others and yourself, and, you shouldn't be violent, you shouldn't say the things you know. You should say.
Yeah, right. So it does kind of carry. Those are the building blocks right there.
What's
like you're part of a community. Yeah. We're part of a country, and you're trying to build the country in your own vision. In our own home, we want to be able to foster a community in our own home where we are allowed to say what is on our minds. So if I disagree with Mom on something, I should be able to voice that without the fear of repercussions.
I disagree with you.
Sometimes I fear those repercussions, but I'm still going to voice my... just kidding. I'm still going to you know, you have to voice them in a respectful, thoughtful way. And
I work on not disagree. I work on not disagreeing with you, but saying it more respectfully.
Right. So you can disagree, and I have no doubt that you do, because our priorities are a little bit different. But we want to go about it in a respectful way.
I can't. What's it called? Be defensive.
Right. Yeah. That's helpful.
Yeah.
Take it in. Think about it. And also, there are times when we talk, and I'll just say, "Hey, because I want you to be able to talk, and I want you to be able to say." And you've done this a few times. Say, "Hey, Dad, I don't want a response. I just want you to listen. Can I talk to you?" And that to me is great, because then you don't have to think about, oh, what's it gonna say or anything like that. I want you to be able to just express yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that will take you a long way in this world if you feel like you are part of a community, whether that's in school or with your friends or at your job, that you can find the people where you can express your feelings freely. And even if it comes to expressing your feelings about our government, like you should feel empowered to be able to do so.
Right. Mm-hmm.
In a public forum.
Yeah.
Without the fear of repercussions. That's a building block of democracy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it kind of wild? I think about this sometimes, that our forefathers back in the 1700s thought of certain things. They put things in place that they had great foresight on. Other things, right, completely backwards. But that they did have foresight into, well, this is why we put these laws into place.
Yeah. So.
And it was such a different time.
Right, because they didn't want more wars like the American Revolution, mm-hmm, things like that. Like, they wanted to settle down, build a country that could be successful.
Yeah, for the people.
For the people, right. Mm-hmm. So, if the people want to voice, if the people want to, wait, voice their voices? That makes no sense.
Yeah, raise their voices.
Raise their voices. Yeah. Talk what they want. Mm-hmm. They should be able to in a respectful way.
Yeah. And so it's kind of wild that this is all happening, and then right outside is the UN General Assembly.
And that, so when this comes out tomorrow, it'll...
Mm-hmm. On Monday, yeah.
Monday, say Sunday, it'll start. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so that will be a, you know, the talk of authoritarian governments, and these are things that are brought up in a General Assembly.
I know the president goes at least for a day to the assembly.
Yeah, I don't know when, though.
But it doesn't say for the whole week.
I know he's going to be in town because he wants to go to the Ryder Cup, and that's in Long Island.
Oh, it is?
This week at Bethpage.
It is?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. Yep. The Ryder Cup is... I'm actually wearing a Ryder Cup shirt.
Oh, nice.
From a few years ago. But that's the U.S. versus right. Europe. Golf.
They were talking about news a few days ago.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, they were talking about how there's a big merchandise tent.
Well, yeah, at every golf tournament.
But anyway, I don't know. That's what they were talking about.
In Wisconsin. Anyway, so no matter what you can respectfully disagree with people.
Yes.
As long and you can have a healthy debate with people. You can listen to somebody. You might not agree, but that doesn't mean that you need to then go to the principal and say, "I disagree with this person because they said this," and even if it didn't, you know, it didn't incite violence or it wasn't hate speech, they need to go. It just doesn't work that way. But the rhetoric, we've talked for a long time in this country now about bringing the temperature down. I mean, words are words. It just has to happen.
Right.
It just has to happen. Okay. Book. What do you
have? Yes. So this is the second book. It came out, I want to say, early September, I think. Mm-hmm. September 7th, I think. Strong Society 1 came out a few years ago by James Ponti. He also writes the City Spies series. Both mysteries, both great series.
Maybe your favorite author?
Yeah, definitely
certainly
up there.
Yeah.
One or two. James Ponti, Strong Society 2. Sorry, it's in the light. Hurricane Heist. 4 detectives. Their grandfather, who used to work at the Herald, I think.
The what? The Herald? Oh, so he's a reporter.
He used to be. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
Okay.
Great book. If you love mystery, this is great. But you got to read the first one first.
And this is from the library?
Yes.
And when we ordered it from the library, you were 15th on the list.
And then I got all of a sudden,
it showed up in a week.
And... No, it doesn't say anything like that.
Oh, okay. So you would recommend it?
Definitely. It's a great book. It takes place in Florida. And I'm pretty sure James Ponti lives in Florida.
I think so.
And he's Italian. I'm pretty sure. That's what it said in the back of his book. Oh, Italian okay. lives in Florida.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
Good to know.
And great author. He writes a bunch of other great books, like the Frame series.
Oh, that's him too?
It's also great.
Oh, cool. I'm looking at your bookshelf now. So Framed, yeah. Vanished, Trapped.
That's that series. Yeah. And then there are City Spies, where there's, I'm pretty sure, 6 books.
That's awesome.
You got to start from the beginning on that one, too, and Framed, but they're all amazing. City Spies, I think, is my favorite series of all time.
And you are coming up on your, we'll talk about this in an upcoming episode, but you're coming up on your 11th birthday mm-hmm. in a few weeks. I haven't seen a birthday list, but are there any books on it?
No.
Usually there are.
Okay.
But
I still have gift cards to Barnes & Noble from last year.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. Because in the past, it had been like... But I think that was because the City Spies books were coming out, or
yeah.
there was a new a new Stuart Gibbs book coming out.
I'm not sure James Ponti is actually working on a new book for City Spies, but I think whatever he comes out with next will be great.
You read that Fab Five book yet?
Oh, no. I've been busy with other books. But I will.
The Fab Five about Michigan's freshman class. And
okay, maybe we'll recommend that next week. Don't talk about
it. Maybe you got to read it then.
Okay, but don't talk about it.
Okay. Hey, I love you. I'm glad you're feeling better too.
Yes.